At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You all about at 7 p.m. 7 o'clock now, 7 a.m. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news is brought to you by longroofing.com. The tit-for-tat insult diplomacy between President Trump and Korea's dictator escalated again overnight, with Kim Jong-un taking to state television to call Mr. Trump mentally deranged, as well as a rogue and a gangster fond of playing with fire. The president responded just minutes ago with a tweet saying Kim is obviously a madman who doesn't mind starving or killing his people. North Korea's foreign minister says Kim may test a hydrogen bomb over the Pacific Ocean. Hurricane Maria picked up some more steam overnight as it moved past the Turks and Caicos.
I've seen the storm now going into the Turks and Caicos away from the Dominican Republic. It's still 125 miles per hour. It did gain a lot of strength as it got back into the water, as we expected, but still traveling to the north and to the northwest.
However, meteorologist Chad Meyer says he believes Maria has made her last landfall. Meanwhile, back in Puerto Rico.
Right now, our efforts are to make sure that we have everybody safe, that we can rescue people. Our efforts have already produced almost 700 rescues, so we're clearly focused on that.
Governor Ricardo Rossello says flooding is rampant, and though the hurricane is gone, it continues to rain over the island. They made it work this school year, but Montgomery County officials say new state requirements are making it difficult to come up with a calendar for the next school year.
The scheduling challenge is greater for the next school year because the state mandated last day of school, June 15th, is a Saturday, so school needs to end June 14th. Also, all the Jewish holidays fall on weekdays, and schools need to close for elections.
So you're down a couple of days before you've even started.
Build in snow days and the problem gets bigger. School board member Patricia O'Neill says they'll ask the state to let them extend the school year to June 22nd so they can have a full spring break.
Include the Jewish holidays.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
As you head out the door this morning, you're being urged to leave your car at home.
Today is car-free day in the D.C. metro area, with the goal being to have you get around by either bus, train, or bike. Nicholas Ramfos with the Council of Government says making the change could help you win prizes if you sign an online pledge.
Some of those include smart trip passes, VRE passes, if you have a Kindle Fire, and a whole host of other gift certificates and giveaways.
Ramfo says the goal is to encourage people to be car free or car light on a more frequent basis. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Even as Maryland looks to create more highway lanes, some Virginia elected officials and business leaders are looking to the Potomac River to be their next highway. A proposal's in the works to use high-speed ferries to carry commuters from as far south as Occoquan to as far north as the D.C. waterfront. There would be both environmental and financial hurdles, but supporters say it could be done within the next 5 years. An existing water taxi service that shuttles riders between National Harbor and Nationals Park is in the midst of expanding service with a new stop on the southeast waterfront. A group that works to mobilize black voters, plans to spend more than $1 million in Virginia ahead of the November election on behalf of Democrats in state elections, including Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam. The Black Progressive Action Committee, or BLACPAC, says it sees the Commonwealth as a testing ground for next year's midterms. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 22,359, the NASDAQ at 64,22. In sports, the Nats fall to the Braves, the Orioles beat the Rays, and the Rams beat the 49ers in Thursday night football. WMAL News Time is 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Mexico.
7.1 magnitude earthquake.
There's a lot of devastation.
Breaking news. The inside story.
Puerto Rico, 100% of the island is without electricity.
Depend on it. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-LONG. Or head to longroofing.com.
Are you still promising yourself or your spouse to get your will updated and a good basic estate plan in place? Are you finally ready to make sure you don't leave a mess behind for your family to clean up? Give me just 2 hours and I'll show you how. I'm attorney Mike Collins, host of Radio's Legally Speaking show. Come to my seminar and I'll teach you what you need to know about wills, trusts, taxes, probate, how to keep your money in your family. Register now at MikeCollins.com and I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Zoom gives you flawless video, crystal clear audio, and instant sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's Zoom.us, Zoom video conferencing.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Halloween has arrived at Potomac Petals and Plants. With a huge selection of gourds, pumpkins, and Halloween decorations now in stock, you can have the spookiest home in town. Visit Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
Traffic and weather. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading into town, our major delay continues to grow due to the crash on the freeway. Southeast Southwest Freeway westbound just after the 3rd Street Tunnel. Stay to the two right lanes only to get by. And if you're coming out of the 3rd Street Tunnel as well, you're merging into that traffic. So everyone slow there. 295 each direction. You know the drill. If you're trying to get up to the 11th Street Bridge, you're going to need extra time there. For Virginia, 95 out of Dale City to Newington crash was blocking the right lane. 66, it's just been about the volume. Truck fire, Maryland 95 southbound as you approach Route 100. So do watch still for a lot of activity. Southbound 95 before 100, two lanes remain blocked. Again, with truck fire. And for Metro Rail, the issues outside of the Roslyn station on the track have been resolved. They're no longer single tracking blue, orange, and silver line trains. However, residual delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds will not bring rainfall. Post-tropical storm Jose now spins out over the Atlantic, throwing the clouds in here. Overcast today. Limited sunshine, if any, up to about 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 63 right now in Haymarket, 65 in Olney, 70 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by Potomac Petals and Plants. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Morning, 7:07 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:45 this morning, we'll be joined by the voice of the Washington Redskins, Larry Michael. 8:05 this morning, Governor Mike Huckabee. And then at 8:35, Fox News' Ed Henry joining us. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall. My name is Vince Colonnaise, sitting alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning. Joining us is Bruce Klingner. He is a former CIA Deputy Division Chief for Korea. He's also a Senior Research Fellow for Northeast Asia at the Heritage Foundation's Asian Studies Center. Bruce, good morning. Happy Friday, and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Bruce there?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Bruce. There you are. Bruce, I want to play something for you and get your reaction to it. This is President Trump announcing something that happened yesterday, an executive order and a response by China.
And I'm very proud to tell you that, as you may have just heard moments ago, China, their central bank, has told their other banks, that's a massive banking system, to immediately stop doing business with North Korea. This just happened. It's just reported.
So, first of all, how important is that, number one? But number two, can we trust China to actually live up to it?
Well, that announcement by China, as well as the U.S.'s new executive order issued yesterday, really are both potentially significant. And but the fact is it requires a very strong implementation for both of them to go beyond potential to becoming significant. So China in the past has talked tough about putting sanctions or implementing required UN sanctions against North Korea. And then we've seen that the implementation of it has been sort of weak and sporadic. But that announcement is very significant in that if the Chinese banks really do stop doing business with North Korea, along with yesterday's executive order by the U.S., it could have, a significant impact on the North Korean regime's finances.
And do you think that China will live up to that?
They have become more and more angered at their ally, North Korea. We've seen over the years they've allowed incrementally stronger UN resolutions, though never as strong as the U.S. and its allies would like. I think China was motivated by sort of the growing momentum in the U.S. for more fully enforcing U.S. law. We've really been pulling our punches on a number of sanctions, contrary to sort of misperceptions that North Korea is the most heavily sanctioned country, which it's not. But really in the U.S., we've seen, particularly by Congress, a push for secondary sanctions to go against Chinese banks and businesses that are violating U.S. law by misusing their access to the U.S. financial system. So I think China may have done this action as a way of trying to derail the train coming down the track of U.S. either imposing significant fines on big Chinese banks or designating some of the medium and small banks as money laundering concerns.
You know, Bruce, this morning it seems that North Korea is very frazzled by the events of this week, but especially the president's speech before the UN and those sanctions announced yesterday. Kim Jong-un saying that the president is a mentally deranged U.S. dotard. President Trump responding this morning that in turn, Kim is obviously a madman who doesn't mind starving or killing his people and will be tested like never before. This seems like just a lot of hot rhetoric that's been going back and forth between both leaders. Do you see this ebbing soon?
No, I think it's going to continue to grow. The rhetoric has seemed at times sort of like two guys in a bar saying, "Here, hold my beer," and then moving around each other as if preparing for a fight, but sort of hoping someone will stop it. But the comments by Kim Jong-un this week are a bit unusual in that they are personal. They're saying, "I'm going to do this. I will respond." Usually it's the North Korean government or the sort of the propaganda ministry that would respond. And so North Korea's rhetoric has always been very over the top in sort of their colorful language of insults. But having Kim Jong-un sort of taken on personally for comments that really weren't all that personal. Trump called him Rocket Man. I mean, it's not too bad. But I think even more concerning is North Korea's foreign minister saying that they might respond by testing a hydrogen bomb in the Pacific Ocean. He said it could be the most powerful detonation of an H-bomb in the Pacific. But then they said we have no idea about what actions could be taken, but they may do that. So that's worrisome that they're doing H-bomb testing outside of their own borders.
I mean, you'd think a country that's in such close proximity to China testing H-bombs would compel China to be a little more active than just, say, some gentle banking sanctions, right? I mean, at some point you'd think China would want to get more involved.
Right, but the relationship between North Korea and China has been deteriorating for a number of years, even during the heyday of Kim Il-sung, who is the first leader of North Korea and the grandfather of the current leader. North Korea played off the Soviet Union against China so that neither of the two big countries had as much influence over little North Korea as you would expect. But China has also been reluctant to really increase pressure on North Korea because they fear it could cause, a crisis right on their border. So either an explosion of North Korea lashing out or an implosion of regime instability, regime collapse, perhaps loss of control of nuclear weapons, civil war. So they're always reluctant to go, too far, whereas the U.S. always feels like, they're not going far enough.
Is there a silver lining here for the relationship between China and the U.S.? Has the relationship between our two countries improved over this North Korea exchange?
Well, it's been kind of up and down. The president has kind of flip-flopped a number of times on his views of Chinese policy towards the North. He's been sort of very tough on them. And then after the Mar-a-Lago summit, and I believe it was March, seemed to be I thought, naively soft on China, and then he realized they weren't doing what he wanted. So it's gone back and forth. If they carry through on actions, then I think the relationship will be better. But, of course, there's a lot of different issues beyond North Korea that have been irritants in the relationship between Washington and Beijing.
Lastly, where is Russia in all this?
Russia, surprisingly for such a large country that borders the Pacific Ocean, has not been much of a player over the years on Korean issues. They even share a small border with North Korea. They've tend to be sort of a spoiler. They'll do what China does, but usually, you know, in China's shadow. So Beijing, along with Moscow, have been acting like North Korea's lawyer in the UN Security Council, always demanding weaker resolutions. But lately, Putin has been a bit more involved. He's it seems like Russia may be helping North Korea bypass the enforcement of UN sanctions. Perhaps Russia is sort of sneaking oil into North Korea that in the past was sort of seemed to be China's role.
Interesting. Well, Bruce Klingner, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time, and you have a fantastic weekend.
Well, thanks very much.
That's Bruce Klingner with the Heritage Foundation's Asian Studies Center. It is 7:15 on WMAL.
That's right. So that means it's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. This is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, everybody. Heading into our nation's capital, we are struggling on the Southeast-Southwest Freeway, and I'm looking from DDOT to see if there's an update on this crash. Nope, still just two right lanes getting by, westbound after the 3rd Street Tunnel. Now, there is a lot to check out at the scene of this crash. So if you're coming into town, 295 north, just north leaving the Beltway, that's where your delays begin, and it's solid southbound as you come off of 50 out of Chevrolet. Suitland Parkway slows, and if you're heading 295 north, you're thinking, I'm going to take the Douglas Bridge, too, and use South Capitol Street. A lot of people are doing that, so extra time needed or wait it out. Newington area, northbound Interstate 95, latest culprit, the crash as you come up to the Fairfax County Parkway. Two lanes are blocked. Maryland 95, it looks like they've reopened the lane southbound near Route 100 from the earlier truck fire, but again, a lot to check out there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today, mostly cloudy skies early, then partly cloudy in the afternoon and a high near 85 degrees. Tonight, a few clouds, a low of 64. Saturday, abundant sunshine, highs in the mid-80s and lows in the mid-60s. And Sunday, abundant sunshine, highs in the upper 80s and lows in the upper 60s. How's that for the start of fall? It's 72 degrees in the nation's capital, 717 on WMAL.
It's going to make some financial advisors squirm in their seats, but you're going to love it. Listen to Rod Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
All right. 7:17, which means it's time for a little Tucker news. Tucker Carlson had Rob Reiner, Hollywood's Rob Reiner, on his show, Tucker Carlson, tonight, last night, and he got into it about how we're supposedly in a war with Russia, according to Rob Reiner. So how did they get there? Let's listen to a little bit of the exchange between Tucker and Rob.
How would you respond if President Trump took you seriously and sent the B-52s to St. Petersburg or blockaded the Gulf of Finland? Would you support that?
No. Well, when we say we're at war, we're talking about a cyber war.
It doesn't make that clear. It just says where Morgan Freeman, who everyone trusts, his voice, you know, evokes immediate trust in everyone. We're at war. So, but you don't really believe we're at war. Why are you saying it then?
Well, because if you watch the entire video, it talks about cyber warfare. It talks about how he was able to use, the internet and cyber tools to attack the democracy, which is what they did.
Yeah. All right. So that's it. We're at war with Russia, Mary. It's I don't know if you know, but let's pack up our children and send them off. It's time. We're fighting them now because they bought like 3,000 ads on Facebook, and it's time to take up arms.
Is it time to crawl under our desks and cover our heads in case there's some kind of nuclear explosion? Because
yes.
That'll save you.
The old desk. It
works. Yeah, the old crawl under the desk in the 50s. Cover your head.
So Tucker taking this on, and he's been taking this on for a while. The idea is like, look, you're speaking about this, about all of this with an intense severity. But, you know, show me the proof. Show me that we need to be exercised and hysterical about this, and I'll go for it.
And yet, time after time after time, we're left wanting for evidence that the idea, okay, Russia had a had a preferred outcome in an election. Okay. How did they interfere? What was the thing that they did? So in this question, of course, has paralyzed our Congress for over a year now, or practically a year now. So we're watching as they still deal with it. And meanwhile, Hollywood is doing its part to sort of jump in and join in on the fight.
This is like allowing a child's temper tantrum to prevent you from going on vacation because they want to go to Disney and that's not where you're going. So your toddler is going to hold their breath and stomp their feet and have this entire temper tantrum and keep the entire family hostage. This is what is happening here. We're allowing the Democrats, God, the Republicans make me so crazy. We're allowing the Democrats to have this collective temper tantrum over losing the election. So they've invented this entire Russian narrative and they chase it down every hole using taxpayer dollars. And when they can't find it, oh, it's over here. Oh, no, it's over here. No, it's over. And we allow this to happen instead of just spanking them and putting them to bed without dinner.
Well, when Paul Manafort's charged with financial crimes, we'll know exactly how much Russia interfered in the election. Wait, that's two different things. Let me move on to another story. Do you remember the show Family Matters?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Remember that tune?
Yeah. Let's
play it out for a second. It's a rare condition. Oh, yeah. This day and age to read any good news on the newspaper. That's true. We read on the internet now. Condition of the grand design. All right, so some news about Family Matters, some sad news. The house that you remember as, there's like a helicopter shot. Nowadays it would be shot with a drone, but there's a helicopter shot of the house in Chicago where the family lived, where Steve Urkel would come over all the time and bug everybody. And did I do that?
You do that really well.
Thank you very much. Watching a lot of Steve Urkel. I liked when he became Stephen Urkel. When he would like transform into like the suave Stephen Urkel, they're knocking the house down.
Oh,
the house in Chicago. Yeah, the house from the opening credits from the 1996 on Family Matters is going to be knocked down. It's been approved now for demolition, according to WGN out of Chicago. Of course, that house is where the Winslow family lived. And Steve Urkel would frequently visit. According to DNA Info, the city has approved a demolition permit for the home. And the permit allows the current homemakers to wreck and remove the two-story frame multi-unit residence. That's coming down next Tuesday, they say.
Yeah, apparently renovating the home was not a viable option, so I guess it was in sad shape.
Yeah, the new homeowner's going to put pictures of Steve Urkel right in the foyer. So you'll get to see him there and be like, did I do that? 722 on WMAL.
Don't buy new carpets. Get a Zero-Res deep clean and save. Three rooms of carpets clean for just $159. Book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com.
So what are you going to do this weekend? Are you going to do any renovation in your home because you've been dying to make your house look better, update it just a little bit? Well, one thing you can do is pull up that old carpeting or get that linoleum out of there. You want to make it easy, though, and not have to do a thing? You just get in touch with 50 Floor. Go to 50floor.com because you know what? You pick a day and time. It's great for you. They'll come to your house. They'll bring the samples. You can see it all. You don't even have to leave the comfort of your home. So whether it's carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl, or tile, you're going to love 50 Floor because they're going to help you do it all. They'll help you pick out what's best for your unique needs and your budget. And they have a price match guarantee, so you're going to get quality flooring and installation at an incredible price. And it gets better. Don't dally, because during the month of September, you're going to get 60% off. That is an incredible discount. So you need to do this now because, you know, we're almost done with September. Schedule an in-home consultation at 50floor.com and use promo code WMAL. You get an additional $100 discount. Go to 50floor.com, 50floor.com. You'll get complete details and licensure information there. 50floor.com.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend GERD and other digestive disorders presented by Dr. Tom Roselle, D.C. on Wednesday, October 4th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Rozelle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
Been a while since you met with your financial planner? Want to know if you're on the right path for yourself and your family? We know you're busy. 2 hours a year is all we ask. Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. Make an appointment today to come see us, and we'll show you where you stand and get you on the path to where you want to be.
To reach Simon, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Did I say foyer?
I think it's foyer.
I'm not sure. I change it up all the time. Jamie, how do you do foyer or foyer?
Foyer, I say.
725.
Into my foyer.
Time for Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Jamie, take it away.
All right. Well, Fridays, you know, I'm optimistic Friday mornings early that we have Friday light. Unfortunately, we have some really difficult areas this morning. We'll start first with Metro Rail. They resolved the track issues outside of Roslyn, so they're no longer single tracking the blue, orange, and silver line trains, but residual delays. So we got off to a tough start there. Now, on the roads, on the Southeast Southwest Freeway, guys, this is a lot to deal with. The crash, multiple cars were involved after the 3rd Street Tunnel along the left side. So delays on 295 intense each direction to cross the 11th Street Bridge to get by the crash. Rubbernecking coming out of Virginia with major delays almost the back out of Shirlington. So be prepared. 270 in Rockville. Crash is reported southbound as you approach 28. So that's bunching up quickly. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero Park Smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly gray sky, mild weather continuing. We're a dozen above average to start the day and well above average this afternoon. Mostly cloudy, up near 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
72 degrees, 726 on WMAL.
So do you know what today is? At 4:02 today, you know what starts? Autumn officially arrives at 4:02 this afternoon.
At 4:02 precisely?
Yes. Precisely. 4:02 Eastern Daylight Time, so 3:02 if you're in the Central Time Zone, and then, you know, you do the math from there. Today is the day when the sun's rays shine directly over the Earth's equator. This is the autumnal equinox.
Oh, I see.
That's very exciting. And Vince is already talking about pumpkin picking and apple picking and wine country, and he's got all his plans. But it's going to be like 90 degrees this weekend. It's going to be crazy hot.
Not this weekend, but soon. I mean, you go out, especially into like the country in Virginia, and I mean, incredible, awesome pumpkin picking, awesome apple picking, and get some of those wineries and go to some of those wineries that have fire pits outside. Have you been there?
And dogs on the patio.
Exactly.
Because you allow, do that in Virginia.
Because they're Americans and they love dogs and they love wine and they love fire. The only thing that could be better is if we all got to shoot guns off Saddam Hussein style as we enjoyed all of those things.
And the best part of this, I get to go to the grocery store and get my pumpkin Pop-Tarts and all my pumpkin treats that I love so
much. That's true, pumpkin stuff.
Yeah, pumpkin stuff. I love that stuff. So, hey, happy autumnal equinox, 728 on WMAL.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-896-2121. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our highly skilled Washington, D.C. team and Dr. Andrew Holtzman help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. Results may vary.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year.
A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-457-1337. That's 800-457-1337. 800-457-1337. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
All right, we'll give you a preview of the Redskins-Raiders game coming up this weekend. And Fox News, you thought they were done overhauling that primetime lineup? Oh, no. You were so wrong. We'll tell you why. 7:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM, Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by PenFed Credit Union. Thank goodness it's just rhetoric flying between Washington and Pyongyang, but either way, it did not let up a bit overnight.
North Korea's rhetorical return fire over the new U.S. and Chinese sanctions is a threat to test a hydrogen bomb in the Pacific Ocean. This morning, President Trump tweets back, Kim Jong-un of North Korea, who is obviously a madman who doesn't mind starving or killing his people, will be tested later. Like never before.
Correspondent Bob Costantini. Recovery efforts continue in Mexico City to pull victims of this week's massive earthquake out of the rubble, even as we learn the symbolic little girl being rescued as the nation watched was really more a wish than reality.
The world eagerly awaited news of her fate before officials announced that all of the students and teachers had been accounted for, either at home, in hospitals, or dead.
Correspondent Rosa Flores. That plan to expand three major Maryland highways is more than just a transportation strategy. It's also a hefty political gamble.
Governor Larry Hogan has announced a $9 billion plan to widen I-270, the Beltway, and the BW Parkway, putting in new express toll lanes. Political scientist Todd Eberle says now it's crucial for the governor to make it happen.
If he were to be reelected and nothing would move forward on this, that would be a tremendous blow to his legacy.
But it may not be easy. Some groups, like the Coalition for Smarter Growth, tell WMAL the governor should focus more on creating walkable communities and improving public transportation. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 22,359. The NASDAQ at 6,422. In sports, brought to you by Experian, Knuckleballs knot up the Nats as they notch a nil to the Braves. But the Birds beat the Rays. In Thursday Night Football, the Rams beat the Niners. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
We're PenFed Credit Union, a community of 1.6 million Americans who love their cars. That's why we put our earnings back into low auto loan rates, like rates as low as 1.49% APR on new vehicles and as low as 2.49% APR on used vehicles. Apply today at PenFed.org. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for
Have your golf buddies been asking where you've been? Are you missing your Saturday tee time? What if you could play and walk 18 holes without nagging back pain? What if you could fully swing your driver again and follow through? What if you could feel better and take a few strokes off your game? What if there was a safe, effective spine surgery to relieve your pain and get you back to feeling like yourself again? There is, and it's in our area. Doctors Morgan and Elagala at Sana Spine recognize that spine surgery can, should, and needs to be perfect. Using revolutionary ultrasonic technology, Sana Spine surgeons safely decompress pinched nerves, relieving pain, getting you back to the life you once enjoyed within weeks, not months. Sana Spine's ultrasonic surgery is a 90-minute outpatient procedure that avoids fusion, which means no rods, screws, or unnecessary loss of mobility. Learn more at sanaspinesurgery.com. The ultrasonic revolution. sanaspinesurgery.com. Get your game back.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's over 6 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 250 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10-15-17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares Comcast 250 megabits per second and 40 megabits per second DSL downloads.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonizer, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Think data breaches only affect companies? Think again. It could be your data being sold on the dark web. See if you're at risk with a free dark web email scan only from Experian. It costs nothing and it could help you keep your identity yours. Start now for free at Experian.com/scan.
735 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Huge delays getting into town, John, but finally, lanes have been reopened just moments ago on the southeast-southwest freeway. Westbound direction after the 3rd Street Tunnel. We only had 2 lanes getting by with those multiple lanes there. And coming out of the 3rd Street Tunnel, southbound to merge also slow. So 295, you need to factor in a lot of extra time for now. Same story with the Suitland Parkway to try to get up onto 295. Douglas Bridge and South Capitol Street took a lot of bailout traffic. Now, let's go elsewhere. 270 Maryland as you come out of Gaithersburg to Rockville. Pretty solid lineup here. The crash as you approach 28. That's still the distraction there. They were moving everything to the shoulder. Top side of the Beltway, 95 and around 2 George Avenue. Wilson Bridge backups near St. Barnabas Road. Virginia Beltway, Annandale Tyson's Legion Bridge. That's a little bit lighter than normal, so that's in good shape. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances about zero, even though a lot of gray sky will be around today. Any sun will be limited. Cloudy today, 85. Tonight, some clouds around 64. And a mix of clouds and sunshine over the weekend, highs in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 68 in Vienna, 65 in Hyattsville, 71 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. It is Friday. Congratulations, you made it. Joining us at 7:35, Larry Michael, voice of the Redskins. There is a game Sunday against the Oakland Raiders, and he'll give us his predictions, prognostications. At 8:05, Governor Mike Huckabee is with us, and at 8:35, Ed Henry from the Fox News Channel is with us with a wrap-up of the week's news. I'm Mary Walter, alongside with the incredibly charming Vince Collins.
What is in this? What are in these donuts here?
You will never know because I took them away from you.
Mary dropping superlatives this morning. So before I jump into Fox, which I'd love to do, I should mention the President of the United States has been on a Twitter tear this morning. So it's, of course, a good opportunity for us to share everything we know about what he's tweeting. Rand Paul, he writes, quote, or whoever votes against the health care bill will forever, future political campaigns, be known as, quote, the Republican who saved Obamacare. It's just tearing in Iran this morning for opposing Graham Cassidy here. So he's, you know, he's tweeted in the prior days, hey, I'm friends with the guy, but, you know, if he's going to go against this, I'm going to go against him here. He goes on. Kim Jong-un of North Korea, who is obviously a madman who doesn't mind starving or killing his people, will be tested like never before. Exclamation point. So the president going after Kim Jong-un, the two in a tough exchange of words this week. also thanking people for saying that the president had the greatest speech of their lifetime this week. He retweeted, these are the top 10 most tweeted about world leaders. The number one, of course, Donald Trump. He retweeted videos of him saving people in the hurricanes. He also tweeted the following. The Russia hoax continues. Now it's ads on Facebook. We talked about that earlier. What about the totally biased and dishonest media coverage in favor of crooked Hillary? What about that? He's wondering. And 12 minutes ago now, he tweeted, the greatest influence over our election was the fake news media screaming for crooked Hillary Clinton. Next, she was a bad candidate. She was a bad candidate.
Yeah, I was wondering, could you start reading President Trump's tweets in his voice?
I gotta perfect it first. I can't
just roll out
long-term impressions.
I think they would mean more if you read them in his voice.
I'll try. I'll get there.
All right.
Believe me. All right. Let's see. Let's go to Fox News' Shannon Bream. This is pretty cool news. Starting on October 30th, this is the same date that Laura Ingraham will be starting her new show, The Ingraham Angle, which will be at 10 o'clock on Fox News. You'll have Shannon Bream, the lovely, talented, and nicest person on television. Shannon Bream will now be hosting a new 11 o'clock show. The name of the show is going to be Fox News at Night, which is cool, and it's going to be a news show with analysis. Fox is calling it a live hour of hard news and analysis out of their Washington, D.C. bureau. Yet again, another D.C. bureau Fox News show. And this is an extra hour now of primetime coverage that they will have as part of their network's revamped lineup. And remember, Shannon's been with the network for a decade now. She joined in 2007, and she's been covering the Supreme Court in Washington pretty aggressively. And importantly here, she's been co-hosting with Bill Hemmer on America's Newsroom. And that guy must have the magic touch. Because think about this. Megyn Kelly, past Bill Hemmer co-host. Martha McCallum, past Bill Hemmer co-host. Now Shannon Bream, soon to be past Bill Hemmer co-host. What's happened to all of them? All of them shot to primetime.
There you go.
And Bill Hemmer's still slaving away in America's Newsroom.
I think he likes it there. I truly do. Congratulations to Shannon, because as you said, she's just so nice and well-deserved. I think she's capable. I think it's going to be a good show. She's very likable. And I think as much as I hate to say it, that's important. You want to like the person that you're spending an hour of your time with at night, you know? And so I love the fact that she's got this. I think this is a really smart move by Fox. I love that they're adding a live show at 11 o'clock. She's going to compete with Brian Williams on MSNBC and Don Lemon on CNN. So she should be number one in no time in that time slot. So a great move by Fox News. I've disagreed with some of the things they've done lately, but I really like this move by
them.
I'm really
like
happy
it too.
For Shannon.
And Shannon's a good person. So congratulations, Shannon. So let me move real quickly to somebody else at Fox. It's Brian Kilmeade. Jimmy Kimmel has been attacking Brian Kilmeade this week over this healthcare plan. Listen to this.
I also got some words that were not so nice, particularly from our friends at Fox and Friends.
Sunday's politically charged Emmys may have been the lowest rated in history, but that's not stopping Hollywood elites like comedian Jimmy Kimmel for pushing their politics on the rest of the country. Watch.
Thanks, Brian. That was Brian Kilmeade. And the reason I found this comment to be particularly annoying is because this is a guy, Brian Kilmeade, who whenever I see him, kisses my ass like a little boy meeting Batman. Oh, he's such a fan. He follows me on Twitter. He asked me to write a blurb for his book, which I did. He calls my agent looking for projects. He's dying to be a member of the Hollywood elite. The only reason he's not a member of the Hollywood elite is because nobody will hire him to be one. And you know, the reason I'm talking about this is because my son had an open heart surgery and has to have two more. And because of that, I learned that there are kids with no insurance in the same situation. I don't get anything out of this. Brian, you phony little creep. Oh, I'll pound you when I see you. That is my blow.
Okay. That's Kimmel saying that. So everyone's waiting, like, what's Kilmeade going to say? This guy just, like, threatened to beat you up in public. Here was Kilmeade's response this week.
But for him to go out and attack me personally and try to get into my personality and wants to be a Hollywood celebrity, I was out there for a while. I was doing sports, came back here, and after doing sports for 20 years, was been at Fox. Why would I ever leave the number one network in all of cable, not only news, and the number one morning show in the country? Through all these consequential events, to go out to in Los Angeles and do entertainment? I mean, what point is that? No one will hire him? It's not even based in fact. So he didn't like that introduction to a segment, but I'm sure if he listened to the segment, he would have liked it.
All right, and there's Kilmeade on his radio show responding to this. It's interesting to follow.
And this is why politics is so miserable, because everybody takes it personally.
Too
they
personally.
They just can't disagree. Why can't you just disagree?
Enjoy yourselves a little bit, people. 744 on WMAL.
I noticed you immediately. Who wouldn't? You're confident, no drama ease. Your low demands, your promise to stay true. And while others lasted for just a year, your beauty will last for 5 years. You may be the most beautiful mortgage I've ever met.
With Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's 5-5 adjustable rate mortgage, you can enjoy super low rates with no adjustments for 5 whole years. Apply now, and you'll automatically be entered to win our $5,000 home loan sweepstakes. So apply today at cofcu.org/arm or call 703-823-5211 for Commonwealth One's strongest arm.
Row.
Visit cofcu.org/arm for loan terms, conditions, and complete sweepstakes details. 5-5-ARM requires 5% minimum down. No PMI with 95% or less LTV. Subject to credit approval. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. NMLS 1557.
This is Parkinson's disease.
Hello.
When it comes to doing the things you want, Parkinson's can be a real challenge. Now meet Stuart.
Hi there.
He was diagnosed with Parkinson's a few years ago. For Stuart and his carer, slowness and stiffness are often a part of their day. That means Parkinson's does its best to get in their way.
That's right.
Let's see. What's on our to-do list today? We need to pick up the...
Nope.
Well, we should at least start the...
No.
Can we get going on that?
No, siree.
Parkinson's is a progressive condition, and as it progresses, the changes you face can be trying.
What about...
Out of the question.
At least we
can... No way.
Go to factsonpd.com to learn more about Parkinson's and the challenges you may be dealing with. You can also sign up to receive more information and an educational resource kit at no cost. Talk to your doctor about all your symptoms. At factsonpd.com, you can take a short quiz designed to prepare you for your next doctor visit.
What is your Parkinson's getting in the way of today?
Go to factsonpd.com to learn more. Brought to you by AbbVie.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, here we go. Virginia 95 northbound. We started off this morning crash as you work up through to the Beltway. Now, that's been cleared, but then we had the delays in the backups. So we have a lot going on with this crash. Northbound on 95 at the Fairfax County Parkway. Two left lanes getting by, and in the HOV lanes, even though we have a police car there and you see all the flashing lights, no delay for the express commuters. But for the main lines, jammed out of Dale City to 286. Now, around the Beltway, Annandale-Tysons, looks like that's taking some of the pressure off of that trip. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, normal backups here and through to Silver Spring to the Wilson Bridge, St. Barnabas Road. Leaving the Wilson Bridge area and using 295 northbound, it is just bumper to bumper to the freeway. Crash after the 3rd Street Tunnel finally cleared out of the travel lanes, but a tough ride getting in through town. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds will not bring rainfall. Post-tropical storm Jose now spins out over the Atlantic, throwing the clouds in here. Overcast today. Limited sunshine, if any, up to about 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees, 747 on WMAL.
How do you take that 401k and make it last in retirement? Tune in to One-on-One Financial Radio with Mark Zamperini, Sunday mornings at 8, here on WMAL.
Welcome back. 747 here on WMAL. We're here with the voice of the Washington Redskins, Larry Michael. And Larry, the Redskins are tied for first right now in the NFC East. I shouldn't make too much of it. There's two games in
two
here.
Weeks, Vince. Come
I
on.
I know, but I'm getting excited. I'm sorry. I can't control myself. But now we're going into week three, and the Oakland Raiders are coming into D.C.
Yeah, big game. Big game Sunday night, 8:30 kickoff. FedEx Field, get there early if you're going. Don't forget Metro closes at 10:30 if you're going. And for the Redskins, you know, a chance to get two in a row. It's a very tough opponent. It's going to be a very tough game, but I would be shocked if the Redskins did not play great.
I would expect so, especially after last week's performance where it looked like they sort of figured out how to achieve some semblance of a balance between both running and passing. Can we expect this week that they'll be able to achieve that same balance facing a Raiders defense?
Each game is different. I don't think anybody would have predicted that type of pass-run ratio. 39 runs, 27 passes last week. But it really got the job done. Over 220 yards, 229 exact rushing. And that was a winning formula. And maybe if the defense gives them the same looks, maybe that's the plan. I don't know, but I think that is a good, solid way to win a game. Good defense and a running game.
Now, the UPI last week had the Raiders not winning. And look what happened. The Redskins last week pulled it out, right?
Mary, those guys say.
But this year they're saying, the reason I said Raiders is this year they've got Raiders up 31-17. They say that unless you you can stop the quarterback Carr.
Yeah.
You're going to have a hard time. Can they stop Carr?
Sure, they could stop Carr.
Can they stop a car?
Can they stop? Well, you know what? Today's
that's how good these Redskins are. They can
National
stop
car
a car.
Free day.
Mary, let me tell you something. Every game could go either way. Every game. You cannot count on anything. They have a very good football team. I think the Redskins are a very good football team.
Yeah.
Carr, great quarterback, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions. They've got a lot of weapons offensively. They got some great players on the defense. And they've kind of been building this team over the last few years, the Raiders have. And Jack Del Rio is a good coach. He's been around a long time. But, you know, the Redskins are pretty good, too. I think Jay Gruden did a great job in the game against the Rams. I mean, overlooked, I think, was the coaching job the Redskins did in that victory. Yeah. So it's exciting. It's going to be an exciting game. Packed house, national TV. And for the Redskins, a chance to win their first at home this year. You know, the opener didn't go their way. So I think they'd like to go home happy on Sunday night, late Sunday night. I think it'll be a close game.
And isn't it sometimes better to be the underdog, to be the team that they're like, yeah, the other team's going to win 31-17, and then you don't have that pressure on you to win, but you can come up from behind and
yes,
boom.
You do have pressure to win.
No, you know what I mean.
You
come up from behind. I like that, and surprise everybody.
There is something to be said for that. But, you know, again, I don't want to say who cares what those guys say, but who cares what those guys say?
That's the spirit.
You get into a game like that, you can throw all that out the window because the players in the field are going to make the difference, not anybody's prediction from before or any kind of spread or anything like that. The players on that evening, Redskins a little banged up, but most of the guys I think have gotten through the week, so I think they're going to be in good shape.
Jordan Reed resuming practice this week. He's got some injured ribs. Are injuries going to keep anybody meaningful out of the game this weekend?
Fingers crossed, doesn't look like it, but you never know. You got a couple more days. The Raiders are relatively healthy. They had some players who were practicing on a limited basis, and the Redskins had some players practicing on a limited basis. They've got to practice today, another day tomorrow, and I think by Sunday night, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. Having the guys on the field for practice this week is so important,
yes,
even if they're limited.
All right, give us a breakdown, Larry. Where can we hear everything, and when can we hear you this
Sunday? Well, you know where you can hear the game, right here on WMAL, 105.9 and 630 AM, and it starts at 8:30, and I'll tell you what, again, if you're going to the game, get there early. It's going to be a big crowd. Every week, if you watch Redskins Nation on CSN, the show I host every day, I'm predicting a Redskins win. You guys got to know
that. All right. Of course. With Woo-hoo! Abundant
you
sunshine.
Heard you heard it here first.
With
Redskins
abundant
win
sunshine.
On Sunday night. Thanks, Larry, very much.
Thanks,
guys. 7:52 on WMAL.
Some nights are special. Some nights you just know. It's a Maggiano's night. Maggiano's Little Italy is the place to enjoy family-style excellence. From appetizers and salads that always satisfy, to succulent family-style entrees that put smiles on faces around the table. And now, with the new steakhouse menu, Maggiano's is turning up the heat. Sample flame-kissed steaks, perfectly seasoned chicken, salmon, and more from their world-class steakhouse menu. Maggiano's serves it all up along with shareable appetizers and sides to create the perfect experience. These plated meals start at just $69.95 per person and are available at Maggiano's Friendship Heights only. So get them while they're hot. And don't forget to leave room for Maggiano's distinctly decadent New York cheesecake. There's always more for the family at Maggiano's Little Italy. Check out the new steakhouse menu at Maggiano's Friendship Heights. Make it a Maggiano's night tonight.
7:53 now. Time to check in on how your money's doing. Let's head on over to the CNBC news desk and Landon Dowdy. Happy Friday, Landon.
Hey, Vince. Happy Friday to you. Well, after a down day yesterday, futures are lower again today, pointing to a lower open on Wall Street. Investors may be impacted by North Korea's threat to detonate a hydrogen bomb over the Pacific. China has joined with the U.S. on some sanctions. Chinese banks have been ordered to stop doing business with North Korea. The latest Apple iPhones hit stores today. The iPhone 8 and 8S. The iPhone 10 can be pre-ordered in November. Shares of Apple are on track for their worst week before any launch in the company's history. Uber has lost its taxi license to operate in London because of a lack of corporate responsibility. The ride-sharing app plans to go to court. Facebook will start putting ads in your feed that match your location, including stores you're in or near. You will have the ability to opt out of that tracking, though. And fall arrives this afternoon, and retailers are getting set. Black Friday is just 10 weeks from today. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
This is Parkinson's disease.
Hello.
When it comes to doing the things you want, Parkinson's can be a real challenge. Now meet Stuart.
Hi there.
He was diagnosed with Parkinson's a few years ago. For Stuart and his carer, slowness and stiffness are often a part of their day. That means Parkinson's does its best to get in their way.
That's right.
Let's see. What's on our to-do list today? We need to pick up the...
Nope.
Well, we should at least start the...
No.
Can we get going on that?
No, siree.
Parkinson's is a progressive condition, and as it progresses, the changes you face can be trying.
What about...
Out of the question.
At least we
can... No way.
Go to factsonpd.com to learn more about Parkinson's and the challenges you may be dealing with. You can also sign up to receive more information and an educational resource kit at no cost. Talk to your doctor about all your symptoms. At factsonpd.com, you can take a short quiz designed to prepare you for your next doctor visit.
What is your Parkinson's getting in the way of today?
Go to factsonpd.com to learn more. Brought to you by AbbVie.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 commuters south out of Gaithersburg, Rockville. Pretty solid lineup here. Heard me talk about the crash south 270, 28. That had been cleared to the shoulder for some time. Now we're just trying to recover there. Major delays continue getting into town. Accident activity was westbound, southeast, southwest freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel. Most likely still see some of those flashing lights, but the travel lanes have been reopened. 295, you get hit hard with these delays each direction. Suitland Parkway, Douglas Bridge with the bailout, and rubbernecking off of the 14th Street Bridge. Quick note again, Virginia out of Dale City, still need you to plan for the time to get across the Occoquan to the crash at the Fairfax County Parkway, still along the right side. Update sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances about zero, even though a lot of gray sky will be around today. Any sun will be limited. Cloudy today, 85. Tonight, some clouds around 64. And a mix of clouds and sunshine over the weekend, highs in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
At Reagan National, 72 degrees, 7:56 on WMAL.
Hey friends, it's Eric Stewart, and I've got a number of free seminars coming up to be held at the North Bethesda Marriott and the Tysons Corner Marriott in October and November. You'll hear how to get your house ready to sell for top dollar, what improvements will make you money, how to interview a realtor before you hire one, and when is the best time to put your house on the market. And I'm inviting you to attend free, but space is limited. So go to my website at ericstewartgroup.com, and right at the top of the page, you'll see a registration link. You can register now and get your spot reserved. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
Join the conversation live with Chris Platt, Larry O'Connor, Mary Walter, and Vince Colonnais at WMAL's Free Speech Forum, Sunday, October 15th at the Birchmere in Alexandria. Chris, Larry, Mary, and Vince live on stage discussing all of the highs and lows in politics today. They'll answer your questions and hold nothing back. WMAL's Free Speech Forum, Sunday, October 15th at the Birchmere. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com or to charge by phone, call 800-745-3000.
I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and whether you're looking to buy a house or refinance, it's tough to go it alone.
I'm Santana Moss, and I know that the key to success is to have a great team on and off the field. My team is Cornerstone First Financial. They can get you the best deal possible and do it faster than the big guys. They are an ethics-driven mortgage company, big enough to get you the deal you need and small enough to give you the personal attention you require, from application to closing.
If you're thinking about a purchase or a refinance, but don't know how to get started, let us be part of your team.
Hey, no one expects you to know how to play every position. Let Cornerstone First Financial coach you through your best financial play. And do it before the clock runs out. Check out cornerstonefirst.com and kick off the process today.
We guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Call us at 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832-65, consumeraccess.org.
You have no desire to do anything to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauve at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment, because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
He reveals what some people on Wall Street don't want you to know. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Well, coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, Governor Mike Huckabee is going to be joining us. He has some very strong opinions on what's going on with this Mueller-Manafort investigation. We'll get them from him today.
And Maxine Waters also uttering other words besides impeach 45. And Ed Henry of the Fox News Channel stops by. Mornings on the Mall, all ahead. 8 o'clock now.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.